Okay. A Saturday Light Brigade charged you. Here's to a good day.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. And congratulations if you knew we were looking for Sandra Day O'Connor. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up.
Together, one each end and steady as you go. Tried to lift it, couldn't even shift it. We was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. All right, says Fred, give a shout to Charlie. Up comes Charlie from the floor below. After straining, he begins complaining. We was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. Then Charlie has a think and he says, we ought to take off all the handles and the things what holds the candles. But it didn't no good. Well, I never thought it would. All right, says Fred, have to take the feet off. Took the feet off, didn't take them off. Took the feet off, even took the seat off. Should have got us somewhere, but no. So Fred says, let's have another cup of tea. And we said, right-o. All right, says Fred, have to take the door down. Need more room to shift the so-and-so. Had bad twinges taken off the hinges, and it got us nowhere. And so we had a cup of tea. Then Charlie has a think and he says, look, Fred, I've got a sort of feeling. If we remove the ceiling with a rope or two, we could drop the blighter through. All right, says Fred, climbing up the ladder with his crowbar. Give it a mighty blow. Was he in trouble? Half a ton of rubble landed on the top of his dome. So Charlie and me had another cup of tea and then we went home.
Steve Gillette and Cindy Magson. And right, said Fred. Congratulations again if you came up with Sandra Day O'Connor, who became the first woman to serve on the Supreme Court on today's date in 1981.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
SLB is proud to be one of the first recipients of a 2021 Top Rated Award from great nonprofits. You can read the inspiring stories that helped support this award and consider adding one of your own at tinyurl.com/myslbreview. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger and you, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Happy autumn, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, PC TV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, and online services and apps like Radio Garden, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and slbradio.org/radio.
Shining bright, the stars were casting burning rays on the storm that raged that night. Lightning struck the cow shed and the cows all chewed their cud. Moonlight set the prairie on fire in the middle of the woods. Oh, the barefoot boy with boots on come shuffling down the street. His pants were full of pockets and his boots were full of feet. He was born when he was baby, his grandma's pride and joy. His sister was a girl and his brother was a boy. Oh, he never was a triplet, but he always was a twin. His legs were fastened to his knees just below his chin. And his feet were fastened to his ankles several inches from his shoulder. And when he grew up, he became a man and every day got older. Single life. Oh, her head was full of notions and her mouth was full of tongue. They raised a dozen children, all born when they was young. Six boys, five girls, then another child. They never tried to raise them right, just let them grow up wild. And late in the evening, they'd send them off to bed. Not sure if they was living, and they wished that they was dead. Oh, the youngest was a baby, but the oldest was one first. The good one was the bad one, but the bad one was the worst. They never knew their ages, no, they never seemed to care. But they knew they had a birthday, cause it came round every year. And they never knew their father's age, but they always had a hunch that he was born before their time was the oldest of the bunch. And when they died, they could not speak their names, they could not tell. The girls all went to heaven, and the boys all went to... Someone set the church on fire. Holy smokes, the preacher shouted as madly tore his hair. Now his head resembles heaven, for there'll be no parting there.
From 1980, there's John McCutcheon, Barefoot Boy with Boots On. Do you remember that album? He had a dulcimer that he was kind of hugging, and a little kitty cat was... also there in the picture. That song dates back to 1928.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
Last week's segments featuring the 2021 City of Pittsburgh Garbage Olympics. Kristen Allen of the Mentoring Partnership, the Yellow Creek State Park Owl Prowl, the Tell Pittsburgh Storytelling Series, artist Tina Dillman, the 2021 Carnegie Library Teen Media Award Music honorees, and more are all now available at neighborhoodvoices.org. You can also hear thousands of other on-demand features from our archives. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It is time to play Afterthoughts. We are going to give you three words, and it's up to you to come up with the one word that naturally follows the three that we give you. Are you ready? Places, everybody. Ricky's by the phone, ready to take your phone call at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. What one word follows? Strong, B, and house. Strong, B, and house. Cogitate on that a bit, and then please call us with a guess. We'd love to hear from you. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck.
City. And me and Loretta like living there. Well, it's been years since the kids have grown a life of their own. Left us all alone. John and Linda live in Omaha. And Joe, he's somewhere out there on the road. Davy in the Iraqi war, and I still don't know what for. Doesn't matter anymore. You know, old trees just grow stronger. Those old rivers grow wider every day. And old people just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say, hello in there.
what could I say if he asks what's new? Nothing, what's with you? Nothing much to do. You know, old oak trees just grow stronger. And those old rivers, they grow wild every day. Just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say hello in there. Sometimes and spot some hollow ancient eyes, please don't just pass them by and stare.
Frank Bay and Anthony Pauly with Hello In There. Nice rendition of that, isn't it? Oh, I know Tommy in Pleasant Hills just wrote how that song makes him misty-eyed. Me too. Tommy in Pleasant Hills had the correct answer. Tommy in Virginia added wrestling as a clue, as well as low and B. Low and B, right? John and Carrick got the correct answer, as did Bonnie. Up on Observatory Hill, Bonnie, you're absolutely correct. We're looking for the word that naturally follows strong, B, and house. With is another clue. Tom got the correct answer, and so did Lambertine Pudge, who's back. Good morning, Pudge.
Good morning.
It's so nice to hear your voice today. You got this right away, didn't you?
Yeah. And, tell Randy and Polly and Arn, I'm on the radio. Uh-oh.
Well, it's good that you're on the radio. Turkey City Arn knows you're there. Randy and Polly are there. Your buddy Keith has made this all possible. You know, it's good.
Yeah.
How's the weather up your way today? Is it chilly?
All of us will have to get together and have a Charge Brigade get-together.
Absolutely. You can play games together. You have a little sleepover and wake up at 6 in the morning. Or do like we used to do when we were kids and just stay up all night.
Yeah. We did that last weekend, so slept over, and we had you on first thing, but we were volunteering, so we didn't have enough time to listen to you, so we'll just have to devote a get-together just for this.
That'd be nice. What were you doing? Were you doing some park work, or you mentioned volunteering?
Volunteering for Hamilton Rod and Gun. We had a members shoot, and so we were busy, and we caught a little bit of it, but thanks to everybody that helped over there. But sometime we'll get together before it gets too cold and have a little get-together.
Yeah, it's gotten chilly. We were in the 40s or so the day before yesterday. It was really something.
Yeah, it's 46 here this morning.
Whew. Well, you know the answer. We gave you those words, be and house and strong. What did you get?
Hold.
Hold. There you go. And then we put you on hold.
But a good music to listen to while it's on hold.
Oh, I'm glad. Good to talk to you. Our best to Mrs. Pudge. And thanks for being with us, as always.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
And Bruce is here, too. Bruce had the correct answer, I do believe. Hello, Bruce.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm very good. I have a specific curious question to ask you after you reveal the correct answer.
Well, I was telling Ricky I was a little iffy on this answer, because isn't this technically an additional syllable to some of these words?
Well, no, I think we're okay. Withhold, stronghold, and household. So, I see what you're saying. Yeah, sometimes they're compound words, and sometimes they're two words. A little poetic license there.
Yeah, I was a little iffy on it.
But well, that's okay. You know, I know you work with great precision and exacting nature.
Thank you for that. I say I can sometimes.
Indeed. I was just reading a message Ricky sent me, and I'm just teasing Ricky, but there's a slight typo there. It says, this is the best X show on Saturday, and I thought for a minute she was, like, censoring a word, but it's a show.
Hey, I love that version of hello in there. That was really, really nice.
Yeah, wasn't that nice? Bear with me here. Tommy in Pleasant Hills thought it sounded a little like Keb Mo, and it did sound a little like Keb Mo, but it was Frank Bay and Anthony Polly singing.
They did a fine job.
You knew the word. What did you come up with?
Oh, the word is hold. I'm sorry.
Hold. Oh,
behold.
That's okay. Behold.
Household.
Household. Stronghold.
Stronghold.
And I wanted to ask you about this. One of the newsletters I subscribe to has an article excited about 1967 footage from the UK of something called a driving simulator. That basically these machines with steering wheels that also included films and made it feel and seem like you were actually driving. And my reaction was, Well, yeah, we had those at Churchill Area High School. Did you have those driving simulators?
We did not have them at Baldwin in 1978. We actually went out in an actual car.
We did that, too. I asked Ricky, and she said, growing up in Chippewa, you know, it was easy enough to get in a car and drive around. But these were these behemoth, you know, metal mechanical machines that when you pressed the fake accelerator, it actually vibrated. There was a brake that it was like prehistoric virtual reality.
Well, that's interesting because my friend Dan, he designs and demonstrates flight simulators all over the world.
Huh.
And his father, Dave, just went into the Simulator Creators Hall of Fame over the last week.
Wow.
Which is kind of cool. I'm not sure what all they do, but I do know he designs flight simulators and they train people for flying, you know, fighter planes and, you know, things like that. So I don't know. It's kind of interesting. I didn't know. Well, I remember when we were a kid. We'd go to the Penny Arcade at Kennywood, and there would be the car driving game. But I don't know if that really qualifies as a simulator.
I'll post a picture of this, and I can remember this. I mean, they would show a movie, and you would watch the movie and turn and. It kind of scored you based on whether you were doing the right things or not. And it was pretty hard to take seriously if you were a kid in the mid-70s doing this. But it's brought back a lot of memories to see this.
Did you take your driving test on did you go to the range? Did you go on the road or did you go to the range for your driving test?
Oh, man. I know I took it in Greensburg rather than in Pittsburgh because the burger way, my dad insisted it was easier to pass in Greensburg than it was on Washington Boulevard. And
I know a lot of people thought the same thing.
I don't remember whether it was on the road or on like a private field course. I do remember that I was given 5 points for my three-point turn because I took the test in a 1975 Chrysler Newport, and the officer said, "You deserve 5 with a car this big." And I was very grateful for that.
I did take mine down on Washington Boulevard, and I failed it the first day. So I went down, my dad took me down the next day, in the same examiner got, he came to get in the car and he looked, he goes, "I'm gonna let somebody else take you today."
I do remember that I didn't really learn how to drive until probably my first 6 months after getting a license, and I remember thinking that I may have a license but I don't really know what I'm doing yet. And actually some feel that's still true.
I took the test of my dad's big old Buick station. We had a Buick station wagon, so I can empathize with driving the large car. But they didn't give me any extra points.
Mm.
They took extra points. They didn't give extra points.
Not fair. Hey, Donna in Bethel Park just wrote saying that line could have been an answer. Strong line. House line, and make a beeline.
Beeline, yeah, that's good.
And then Tommy in Pleasant Hills. I might have put Tommy in Bethel Park again. I keep doing that. Tommy in Pleasant Hills said letter carriers have what's called a vacation hold when people, you know, don't want their mail delivered.
Okay.
That's a good one. I think those are both worthy of official recognition here.
We learn a lot on Saturday mornings.
We try. thanks, Bruce.
All right, have a great day.
Christine Bethea is here with us, and I think this is the last day for the magnificent Motown exhibit at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater. Is that right, Christine?
That's right, Larry, and thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. We have a link on our Facebook page and on our website, Women of Visions, on the magnificent Motown exhibit. Tell us about the exhibit. Folks can see it, and I think some of the artists will be on hand, too, today.
Yes, they will. The whole idea came together with Kelly Strayhorn Theater and Women of Visions because we wanted to make them part of our anniversary series because this is our 40th anniversary. And they helped us sort of put it all together, and we wanted to celebrate not only our anniversary but Motown. And we thought, okay, well, how do we want to do this? And we wanted the artists to create art, not of the actual singers, because everybody does that. Everybody has a great picture of Stevie Wonder or, the Temptations or something. That's what artists typically do. We wanted them to literally take the titles of the songs and make it art. So, you know, Ball of Confusion, for example, you know what I mean? And that would give you, you know, a little bit more expanded, thought process for creating your art.
What a fun idea. So there's a lot of times songwriters are given a theme and write a song about this theme or containing this lyric. This is kind of fun, like take the name of the song and illustrate it. What a good idea. And it would also be fun to look at the art before looking at the artist's statement or the title and see if you can figure out what it is.
Exactly. I hadn't even thought of it from a viewer's perspective, but yeah, absolutely. I'm sure a lot of people did do that. Like, which song is this, you know?
Yeah. What are some of the media that people used to create what's on display there?
Well, because when the Women of Visions, all, you know, we create in every medium. So there is some photography, there's, you know, ceramics, there's paintings, mixed media. We have, you know, every media, I think, explored as a Motown image.
Well, it looks great. The one I'm looking at. At one, it's on the main page, and it's showing, it's so hard to describe. It's just gorgeous. There's people, somebody's playing a horn, there's a guitar, there's music notes, there's some great faces, and I'm not sure whose art that is, but it's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's a piece by Marlon Gist, and it's called Get Ready.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
You're right. There's just a lot of people coming at you and you know, the colors, and you can see parts of musical instruments and faces, and it's, you know, it's an illustration, too, which is really nice, you know?
I love art like that. Now that I know it's called Get Ready, It get ready because here we come. And it looks like the folks pictured. Oh, there's a bass player way in the back, and a piano. Oh no, he's got keys. It looks like they're coming right out of the print to me, you know, to grab me and pull me in along with them. So the exhibit's been open for a while.
Let me tell you one other quick thing about that piece.
Sure.
We literally were able to track down Smokey Robinson and have him judge the art.
Wow.
And we discovered to our absolute shock that Smokey lives in Pittsburgh part-time.
He's
married to a Pittsburgher. I know. Isn't it amazing? All the secrets of town has. Best kept secret in Pittsburgh. Smokey Robinson lives here part-time with his wife, Frances Glandney, and she is a Pittsburgher.
I'll be. And he just, just coincidentally, I was listening to him yesterday because he has a new single in honor of the 60th anniversary of The Temptations. and he sounds really good on it. I don't think I have it. I was listening to it and sort of put it in my make a note to add this to the library pile, but he sounded really, really good. That's something.
Yeah, that's it's amazing. We have an actual Motown star here, and I'm glad you mentioned his record, because he's still very active, still very active in the community. And I was amused that he ended up part-time in Pittsburgh. So they're part-time here and part-time in L.A. And what's really interesting is we all know if it's going to be a Pittsburgher, you're going to end up living here.
That's right. <Yeah. laughs>
You marry a Pittsburgher, you're going to finally end up in our city. We know that. It's a Pittsburgh thing. You wouldn't understand.
Yeah, even Smokey has
even
that.
Even Smokey could not escape.
Well, this is today. It's the last day at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater.
Is.
And September 25th, today, from noon until 4. And what a great day. Check out the theater and what's been happening there and see magnificent Motown from Women of Visions. I'm so glad you could join us.
And it's Artist Talk at 2 p.m.
Oh, right. I was going to say, hours from noon to 4, Artist Talk at 2, so you can learn more about the stories we've linked there. And do keep in touch so we can talk about more exhibits, too.
Great. Okay. Women of Visions has a couple of other ones coming up, so I'd be happy to come on and tell you about it.
You betcha. Thanks, Christine. Take care.
Okay, thanks.
That's Christine Bethea. My goodness, who knew Smokey Robinson is living in Pittsburgh part-time because, you marry a Pittsburgher, you end up moving here all or in part. You can learn more about Women of Visions by going to their website. We have a link to it right from our page at slbradio.org, or you can simply go to womenofvisionspgh.org, celebrating 40 years of artistic excellence. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including TuneIn, Simple Radio, and slbradio.org/listen.
Sister Mary, she wears a golden chain. Sister Mary, she wears a golden chain. And on each link is my Jesus' name. Put your hand on that plow. Hold on,
check. Tim O'Brien at the Saturday Light Brigade. Sue in Moon Township, it's nice to be with you this morning. Thank you for the kind words. And for being along with us, it's a pleasure to have your company. Our solar concert series winds up. It's 2021 series of free concerts. This coming Thursday, September 30th, is Roger Day and Janis Coppola, who also will be here with us at 11 o'clock today. Join us at Nova Place, 12:15 until 1 o'clock this Thursday. The Solar Concert Series is presented by SLB in partnership with Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Nova Place, with power by our pals at Zero Fossil.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or at mjbergerfoundation.org.
This is Peggy Greb with the Edgewood Symphony Orchestra. We're so thrilled to be part of Radical Days, featuring free events and activities across the Pittsburgh region in September and October. We would love for you to join us for Edgewood's return to live performances on Saturday, October 9th at 7:30 p.m. at the Edgewood Presbyterian Church. This free one-hour concert will feature separate performances by our winds, brass, and string sections. Radical Days is sponsored by the Allegheny Regional Asset District. Your sales tax dollars at work in our libraries, parks, regional attractions, arts and cultural organizations, and more. Visit radworkshere.org for more information.
Now it is time to give you an opportunity. Can I start again? Now it is time to give you an opportunity to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge or a chance to earn one. It's time for our Brigade Charade Puzzle. Are you ready? Two syllables. The clue is take away. Take away. Syllable one, a lunchtime hero to some. Syllable two, plot. I think this is a tough one. Syllable one, a lunchtime hero to some. Syllable two, plot. And the clue is take away. Spelling does not necessarily count. Solve each of the syllables, put them together. You should be able to come up with the word we're looking for. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. A Saturday Light Brigade charge awaits you if you're able to come up with the correct answer. Donna Hughes now with a song for the season. Happy Autumn.
to beneath the scream of the cicadas. They were calling out for love. They were calling out for love. And maybe we were too. We'll stay here in silence till the moment that I left you. Let the leaving keep his dares. Let the leaving keep his dares until the setting of the moon. 'Cause you are not my mother's thought of love. No, 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 but you are all I want and all I've got.
That is a group called The Rough and Tumble, recorded live in our studios on September 22nd, 2018. And Donna Hughes did Autumn Leaves. And Jim in Crafton Heights is on the radio. Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
How'd I do timing-wise? I told you it would be 2 minutes and 20-some seconds. I might have been a little late. Or, yes, 2 minutes and 18 seconds when we put you on hold. But what's a few seconds between old friends? So you got this, and I thought this would be hard, but a number of people got it. In addition to you, you got it very quickly. The clue was take away. And a lunchtime hero to some is what?
A sub.
A sub, also called a hero. Some people.
Hoagies,
grinders. And then syllable two, plot.
Would be a tract.
A tract. A plot of land is a tract of land. And then takeaway is answered by?
Subtract.
Well done. Now, do you remember those driving simulators I brought up a little bit ago? They were like prehistoric virtual reality where these behemoth machines kind of simulated what it was like to drive a car.
Yes. Well, when I started at the National Robotics, they had a truck simulator.
Really?
It was a drowsy driver. They were training, like, and it was big, but it was like the cab of a truck, like a tractor trailer, and it was you know how I guess they have them now in, cars that they can sense when your eyes are, like, starting to close.
Oh, or when you do the head nod thing where you're...
When the head nods.
Your chin goes to your chest and you jerk your head back as if it's going to fall off like a G.I. Joe head.
mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, that's where this was, like, back I guess I started there in 2002, so I guess they probably installed this maybe in 2000 or something. But part of it was to develop the technology to monitor that. But I think also then they also used it as a driver training. They would throw scenarios at you and how would you steer through it. But it was also the whole thing, I guess, had inertia to it to give you the feel that you were actually in the truck.
That's what these driving simulators, you might not have been up and listening yet, but there was an article about their use in England as if it was a uniquely British thing. But I can remember having these, they almost looked like desks up on their sides with steering wheels, and you sat behind them, you watched a film as you learned how to drive, and you sort of steered along. They had accelerator pedals that vibrated, probably a rheostat for a motor as you clicked on them, a brake pedal that gave you that same feeling. But what a good idea for safety to mm-hmm. use scenarios
like
that.
They are uniquely British because the steering wheel's on the other side.
Interesting. Ours were in the middle, but maybe that's why. They were sort of developing it for either market. We thought they were silly. We used to try to crash them. And Mr. Slippy, our driving instructor, Carl Slippy, true name, Mr. Slippy, did not like it when we messed around with the driving machines or the simulators, as they were called, the simulators. Mm-hmm. We called them the stimulators, but... they were fun to play along with. You've got me thinking now about safety, keeping you awake. My method for staying awake while driving, I really have trouble if it's a long, long trip. I get bored, but I used to just smack myself on the thigh over and over again, like, stay awake, mm-hmm. stay awake, stay awake. Now,
if I get too tired, then I'll pull over, I'll get out, and I'll walk a couple of laps around the car just to get the blood flowing, and then that seems to work a lot better.
That's a good idea. What I like to do is hand Ricky the keys. And then,
there you go.
Then suddenly I'm wide awake. But
hopefully she's been napping.
Yeah,
so she's well rested.
And she's a much better driver than I am, even if she's sleepy and I'm wide awake. well done. A charge to you. Here's to a good day. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
And congratulations if you came up with Sub. That's the. Lunchtime hero to some. Some call it a sub, a hero, a hoagie. Tommy in Pleasant Hills just got it too, and so did Bonnie on Observatory Hill. And Mike and Mars also got it. Tract, the second syllable. A tract of land. And hello to Eric in Rockland. Welcome back, Eric. Glad you're listening at WCUC. Clarion. And I'm checking to see if we have any correct answers over on Facebook. A belated hello to Matt Rankin and Mike Melnick. Nice to have you tuned in and listening. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up just after the top of the hour. David Wilcox next with a Saturday Light Brigade favorite.
Had a long talk with the block dog. All summer he runs with the kids. He's happy as a block dog. Every day the choice is his. 'cause they all feed him when he's hungry. They all keep him from the cold, but he don't wear their collar. He makes the neighborhood his home. There'll be a fireplace in the winter. There's lots of houses down this street. Summertime he'll catch your frisbee to beg the best of your dinner meat. I had a long talk with the block dog all summer. He runs with the kids. He's happy as a block dog. Every day the choice is his. I said, Rusty, I'm getting married. I used to like your kind of life, but life's different now. It's like a garden. I'd like to tend it with my wife. Dig in one spot, make a straight row. You're only digging to hide the bone. But when I lived so free alone, I had an empty harvest. I had a long talk with the block dog all summer. He runs with the kids. He's happy as a block dog. Every day the choice is his. Rusty looked up sad at me. He said, Dave, I understand. We're different now. I'm still a dog, but you're acting like a man. I had a long talk with the block dog all summer. He runs with the kids. He's happy as a block dog. Every day the choice is his. I ain't none but a hound dog. I ain't nothing but a hound dog. I ain't nothing but a hound dog, but I'm trying all the time.
All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Others clap their hands or paws or anything they got. You gotta listen to the bass. It's the one on the bottom us. The bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans with a big to-do. The old cow just goes moo. Now the dogs and the cats are gonna take up the middle where the honeybee hums. The crickets fiddle, the dog can braze and the pony neighs. The old coyote howls. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Others clap their hands or paws or anything they got now.
Listen to the frog bird and little bird sing on the melody with the high notes ringing.
The hoot owl hollers over everything. The jaybird disagrees. In the nighttime, singing in the day, the little duck quacks, he's on his way, and the possum ain't got much to say. The porcupine talks to himself. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Others clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. Well, it's a simple song, a living song everywhere, with the fox and the ox, the grizzly bear and the grumpy alligator and the hawk above, the sly raccoon and the turtle dove. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Others clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. Got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Others clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Others clap their hands or paws or anything they got.
John McCutcheon at the Saturday Light Brigade. And All God's Critters and David Wilcox did Block Dog. Ron in Edgewood just wrote to mention Dan went to Woodland Hills High School, and Mr. Slippy was there, Carl Slippy, teaching away. Somebody took the driver's training car, the real one, and the video was put in use as a result. Thank you for sharing that, Ron. By the way, it's really good to see what your kids have been up to. When I every time I see Dan or Amy post something on Facebook, it always makes me smile. The FCC requires stations at this end of the dial to have educational content. We like to think we do all the time, but just to be certain, we have this from Tom Lehrer.
Who can turn a can into a cane? Who can turn a pan into a pain? It's not too hard to see, it's silent E. Who can turn a cub into a cube? Who can turn a tub into a tube? It's elementary for silent E. He took a pin and turned it into a pine. He took a twin and turned him into twine. Who can turn a cap into a cape? Who can turn a tap into a tape? A little glob becomes a globe instantly if you just add silent E. He turned a dam, alakazam, into a dame. But my friend Sam stayed just the same. Who can turn a man into a mane? Who can turn a van into a vein? A little hug becomes huge instantly. Don't add W, don't add X, and don't add Y or Z. Just add silent E.
Tom Lehrer, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Ron and Edgewood's weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, Radio Phoenix.org, Radio Garden, Simple Radio, Streama, TuneIn, and other free online listening apps, including slbradio.org/radio.
Well, I get up in the morning just to put on my favorite brew. Looking at the sink, thinking about what I gotta do. I don't wanna do the dishes, don't wanna do the dishes. If I had one wish, I'd never clean a dish again. Well, I start off with the plates, clean off every hot sauce stain. Knives and forks and spoons on my coffee grounds just clog the drain. I don't want to do the dishes, don't want to do the dishes. If I had one wish, I'd never clean a dish again. A formidable foe, that unidentifiable black goo from a week ago. I don't want to do the dishes, don't want to do the dishes. If I had one wish, I'd never clean a dish again. But the job is nearly over and my fingers look like prunes. Whiskey for breakfast, about the only thing that cures my mood. I don't want to do the dishes, don't want to do the dishes. If I had one wish, I'd never clean a dish again. clean, place to eat, place to sleep, place to weep, place to sit down and prop your feet. Well, the dishes are done, and the coffee is hot. So let's bribe some bacon in that black shiny pot. Everybody grab a clean dish and pile on whatever you got.
The Plate Scrapers at the Saturday Light Brigade. The Sound Hound is getting ready to make his appearance.
Hey, dog.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's SPACIAL.com.
It's Saturday Light Brigade Car-a-thon time. If you have a car, boat, or motorcycle you no longer need, please consider donating it to SLB by visiting slbradio.careasy.org or calling 855-500-7433. Our partners will arrange for free pickup of your vehicle, running or not, from anywhere in the U.S.